Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good Monday morning, Blog Talk Radio, September 21st. Wow, the month is flying by. And I think isn't today like an equinox or something like that, either yesterday or today, pretty sure. And it is definitely fall here in New England. Wow, had to wear a hat and some little thin gloves this morning walking the dog at 6 a.m. in the dark. Anyway, good morning, Nancy, and welcome from Vancouver.
Good morning, Casey. Yeah, it's definitely turning fall here as well, but no gloves and beanies yet for us out this way. So it's
just a cold snap. Yeah, I'm hoping it's just a cold snap. I was like, wow, this is crazy. And 3 weeks ago, we had the air conditioning on. So anyway, go ahead.
I was going to say, I saw somebody post something like, you know, summer didn't really just, you know, slowly leave us. It basically, she just packed up and left kind of thing, because, I mean, our mornings are cooler, but not that bad. But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good
my brother
here.
Lives in Vermont. My brother lives in Vermont, and he sent me a picture on Friday of last week saying Vermont. It was like 30 degrees. I mean, it was crazy.
I know it's crazy.
Anyway.
It's crazy up there.
Yep. Crazy weather in a crazy world. But a couple of things, obviously. We have a little more than a week left in the month of September. So we always want to try and close out our month strong. And, of course, today marks the start of the Fast Track in North America. And I think we're over 50 teams, Nancy. I mean, it is incredible. When I finally went in to enter my team's information over the weekend, I was like entry RR. So they had gone through the alphabet, all the A's. And then they went back and they started with AA, BB, CC. So, and I know there were a few more even after that. So this is going to be, you know, of course, everybody knows, like you, Nancy, I'm hyper competitive, right? But really, at the end of the day, the beauty of this many people doing Fast Track is that collectively we are going to really get out there across the entire continent and start to have that, what Jim Collins calls the flywheel concept in his book, Good to Great, and that is momentum, right?
100%. And I think the timing is so perfect, because coming off the convention, I mean, we've got record team numbers in this Fast Track. So it'll be really interesting with Claire tonight to find out exactly how many teams we do have, and I think it's phenomenal. So I'm super excited, and momentum is the big key word.
It is. And I wanted to focus today on that. And specifically, you know, you talk to any athlete that's in the any competitive sport, really, and the key to, you say, is get out of the blocks fast, right? Just boom, get out of the blocks fast. And that is absolutely the case with your fast track. You know, the reality is that it's hard. You know, if your team gets way behind in points, it is hard to make up those points. I equate it to a workout, you know. If you don't work out daily, you can't go do a double workout, you know, the next couple of days because your body needs the time to recover. Well, the same thing is true for fast track, you know. If you don't do anything for the first 4 days out of the week, it's hard to catch up because, you know, the reality is it's exponential. Every person you speak to brings you to another person and creates that momentum. So I wanted to talk a little bit this morning about strategies. How do you get out of the blocks fast with fast track? And what are some of the key things that people that, you know, succeed in fast track do? So, Nancy, I know that we're both actually on a very tight rope today as far as time is concerned, but you have probably a tighter because you've got to get out of a car and get to somewhere. But why don't you go first and share a little bit about strategies for getting out of the blocks fast, but then B, when your experience, I mean, you've been through fast track before. So what were the things that you found both personally and from a team perspective that were, beneficial?
Okay, I could. So for me, it's going back through my lead list and through my pipeline, through my contacts. And I start writing before it even starts. I've already got a list of people that I'm going to revisit or contact. And I encourage my team to do the same thing. So the team I put together this time around, I am competitive too, like you, Casey, in a good way. And but it all boils back down to me, because at the end of the day, it's me setting the goals for myself. So I have my group really set some goals for themselves, but ones that are definitely going to be attainable and not so overwhelming. I have some new people in my group, new distributors that are on board. So it's, you know, they're nervous. They don't think they can do it, but you know, we set up times to speak outside of fast track to stay accountable. Just give me 1 minute, Casey.
So while you're, go ahead.
Last time we did, we got together on an app, Marco Polo, and we had fun with it. We would take pictures of ourselves going into our meetings, you know, and we would hold everyone accountable. And I don't know if we'll do that again. We might just get together on Zoom. We might just continue with each other on Zoom instead of Marco Polo. I haven't figured that one out yet, but I have people set their goals. Set goals and really tell them to push their limits to who they reach out to. That's sort of how I get everyone out of the gate, to have a list of names of people, hit the front of the week as big as you can, so that, you know, you may be able to have some instructors come in near the end of the week, and I'm in full agreement with you in regards to if you sit back Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and try to throw it all in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you will get behind the eight ball. You know, creating that momentum at the very first part of the week to me is huge, and that's sort of what I get my team to do as well.
Good. Okay, anything else? I know that I can hear you got something going on in the background there. So anything else you want to share for now?
I say, you know, as a team, just brainstorming because I think it's really, really important to keep everyone really close together throughout all of this, because I think you create that momentum as a group, as a team. And so, you know, we have our call tonight at 5 o'clock. I'm going to be texting a number of my people this morning after I'm out of my meeting, and getting them to consider making 3 calls today, and just to start that whole thing for them, just to make 3 calls today, and reach out to just reach out to 3 people today, and that's kind of what we'll start off with. And I mean, right now it's a matter of just creating that group think for myself and the team.
Great. Well, we actually talked about this on our regional managers meeting this morning, and I think there were some really good suggestions that came that kind of dovetail and reinforce a lot of things that you just said. So let me give a couple and then, you know, add on to that. So not only, and by the way, if you have an insight as to what you did last time on Fast Track that, you know, helped your team, or what you think would be good, a strategy that's helped you in your business in general, please, one on your phone, because I'm going to open up the lines early today. But in addition to the setting of goals, what Daisy Bickings had said, and then Marlise and Fabio also did it, was that they asked and got the person to get really clear on their why. And, you know, why? Why do they want to do Fast Track? Why do they want to succeed in this business? You know, so tying it in to that, you know, to that larger motivator, if you would, because when you get up in the morning and you're all of a sudden life is sucking you down and maybe you don't want to make that call, you know, how are you going to push through that? And that is, of course, a goal is one thing, but a why helps move you into action. The second thing, exactly what you said, is having connectivity, right? So having, I love the Marco Polo app as well. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's a free app that allows you to have, it's basically a video walkie-talkie. Some people use Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, free app portion to it, and that's just literally audio walkie-talkie. I find these things to be a little bit more engaging than just a text or a messenger group or something like that. And they connect you, right? You get to know the personalities of the other people, and I think that allows to create a deeper connection. Yes, there are groups that also meet on Zoom outside of their normal, you know, interaction through one of these other apps, and certainly that's a great thing to do if everybody can do it, finding a time. And, of course, showing up for the Monday night meetings is always good. I find it very difficult to go back and listen to a replay. I end up putting that in the too hard bin. Even though I think I'm going to get back to it, I often don't. So those were some of the ones that were already, you know, kind of, I'm just kind of flushing them out a little bit more with some of the things that managers shared this morning. But then there's a couple of other things. Number one, and I loved this, I think that it was Gail Yerman had this in, and she said, and this is very similar to what I have people do when they get started, is that she said, hey, you know what, just call people up and tell them, look, I'm involved in a competition, and one of the things that I have to do is I have to give free demonstrations. Would you help me? I mean, who knows you is going to say no to that? So, you know, that's booking your appointment end doing a demo, and if you get them to listen to you, to actually go through, say, the 8-minute video and then explain it, now you've got a demo, you know, an appointment, a demo, and a presentation, and those are going to count towards your KPIs. Now, I don't know whether the demos are going to be involved or not as a minimum KPI. I honestly don't know, okay, because that hasn't been determined. George is on vacation. But certainly, you know, even if it isn't included in the actual KPIs, right, the income-producing activities, but you have the ability to do it, well, of course, that makes it what I call low-hanging fruit. The other two things, three-way. I highly suggest that you rely on one another during this time to support three-way calls. We all know the 2-way, 3-way. Follow the system. Follow the system. Don't reinvent the wheel. And, you know, we had some great stories this morning of people that said, you know, well, I posted this on Facebook, and someone texted me back. This is Stephanie Teague, and the person said, you look the same. She said she hadn't talked to this person in 15 years, and they connected, and, you know, the person said, oh, my gosh, you haven't changed, and she goes, I have a secret, and so, you know, the person said, please share, and bam, there you are. You're in the funnel, right? I mean, it's just, anyway, so I digress, but rely on the three-way call because that's a big part of the system. And then the last thing I want to say before I open up the lines is Q4. Now, what do I mean by this? Look, folks, you know, here's the deal. You've got this incredible promotion, 4 Beamers, $600, 6 Beamers, $1,200, or 8 Beamers, $2,500 extra between now and December. If you get in and get off to a fast start with Fast Track, I will bet you are going to position yourself for the 8. I would love it for nothing more than to Albert to have to write a boatload of $2,500 checks like he had to do with the pace setter bonus, because that means we all win.
So, 100% agree, Kate. I'm just going to pop in. I think that's fantastic, Casey, because you're absolutely right with setting yourself up, for the eight sales. I'd love to see Albert write out those checks too.
So using that, not only as another why, right? Okay, I'm going to get out and if I do really well in Fast Track. And, folks, even if you don't win Fast Track, right, you're going to fill your funnel. So it is a win. It is a win. And then I will bet that you're going to have yourself into a habit that continues those daily income-producing activities and gets you to where you want to go. So those are some of the things that I wanted to share this morning and Nancy wanted to share. So let's go to the lines here this morning and go to 530-557, 530-557. You're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Bridget from California.
Hi, Bridget.
I have a question. Hi. Great enthusiasm on this call. Good job. I went into my Beamer distributor library trying to download the short videos, how to open your Beamer Go, et cetera, you know, the basic plan.
Mm-hmm.
And those videos.
Why would you
so
do that?
Slow.
Why did you do that? Why did you try to download them?
Because I'm enrolling a new customer today who lives far away. And I want them to be able.
All you have to do, Bridget, is all of those videos are right on life.beamergroup.com/product. So that means the download is only there if you want to put those on your laptop to have with you, you know?
Yeah, the thing with it is if I just wanted to just say, start here, one, not confuse it, keep it simple. Why are they so slow in the back office?
Well, that would be a question that would require someone that has for computers that is far beyond my intellect. I have no idea, but I certainly think that you could do it so much easier by going to life.beamergroup.com, clicking on the video, opening up that URL, which has a specific, no doubt, specific extension.
Yes, I
copying
yeah,
that.
I know.
Putting
I that
into
yeah.
your email, and then mm-hmm. going and copying the second one and putting it in the email. So they all would be individual links.
Okay.
I mean, I just don't.
Thanks.
I mean, look, the other thing you can do is you can download them onto your computer, upload them onto your YouTube channel, keep them as unlisted, and then send them off to someone that way. You could do that too.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even know if you loaded them, then would they still be as slow as they are in the back office? Which makes them useful.
No, I'm sure that has to do with server. That has nothing to do with the video. Clearly, the video itself is sitting there, but that must have to do with bandwidth on the server. But, you know, again, way past my pay grade, Bridget.
Okay. Thanks, Casey.
Sorry, I don't have a better answer for you. But,
that's quite all right. Thanks so much.
Yeah. So, that, you know, that brings up a really good point, folks. You know, I get a lot of times people asking me questions about where's this video or where's that video. I really encourage you. You know, there are so many things on the life.beamergroup.com website, and I understand what Bridget is saying. I don't want to confuse the customer. They go to life.beamergroup.com, you know, and there's a lot of stuff you can get lost in. So I always try to go find the exact link and then, you know, give them instructions, scroll down here, click this video, or open up the exact extension for that particular video. I would also bet that those videos, well, I wouldn't bet, but I would hope that those videos are also uploaded onto, I haven't looked lately, but onto the company YouTube channel or the Vimeo channel. They typically were in the past. Now, whether they are or not, I don't know. But anyway, so that's something that you want to you can think about doing. But if you have a YouTube channel, you could upload it. Look, as long as you're not using them in marketing, you know, but you're just using that link that you created, you certainly could do that and thereby bypass any confusion on the part of the customer. Clearly, you can download them onto your own computer. And once they're there, and then assuming your computer has the chip speed, which most do today, you wouldn't have any viewing problem. I know when I go to life.beamergroup.com and view them, I don't have any problem in the bandwidth or speed. So what else? If you have any other tidbits or tips or something for Fast Track, please press 1 on your phone now. You can be adding to this conversation here with our community. Now, as far as me, I've done Fast Track twice. The first time I did Fast Track, we took second place, and the second time I did Fast Track, we took first place. And, you know, people will say to me, well, how did you do that? Well, first and foremost, in complete and total transparency, I could join my team if they wanted to do the work. You know, so, and I know there are lots of teams out there that are doing it just to get themselves into a position of doing the daily activities, and that is fantastic. And look, $50 on the table certainly ups that game, and you have access to this great training that George offers on the Monday nights. At the same time, I like to play to win. Even if I don't win, I like to give it my absolute best. And so I think, you know, having that conversation with the team members and saying to them, hey, look, it's okay if we don't win, but let's at least give it our best effort. And, you know, are you committing to doing the minimum activities so that we can get the Yahtzee? Because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, if you don't get the Yahtzee and you go, I have no idea what the Yahtzee is, basically you have 8 people on a team. And if all people do the minimum activities each week, you get extra called a Yahtzee. Yahtzee. And if you don't get a Yahtzee, it's going to be really hard to catch up to the team in the lead unless you have, some good number of sales. So kind of getting that buy-in from everybody and then helping. If you've got somebody that, you've checked in and by Thursday they haven't done their minimum activities and they've only got Friday, Saturday, Sunday left, what is it? What is it that's holding them back? What do they need help with? Do you need to, help them with some, practice on the phone? Do you need to show them how to text the 2-minute audio? Do you need to, help them with a 3-way call? What is it? I think the practice approach, please, will you help me? Will you help me? I'm in a competition. Help me. Help me. Help me. Right? I mean, come on. So I'm babbling a bit, but I don't think it's rocket science. I think it's just a matter of doing those little things. You there, Nancy? You were going to say something else?
I'm here. I was laughing at it. Help me, help me. It's so true. And one thing I did differently this time, I've been on twice, mixed team, Canadian and U.S. team to start with, and then I put together a Canadian team. What I've done differently this time, because I am the same way, I want to put my all in it. So I want to have people on my team that are committed like I am, that are, and not saying that other people in my group aren't committed, but I understand some people, they work full time, they may not have the time to do it, even though they want to do it. So I make sure that I know that the people that are coming on my team have already committed to doing the work. And so it'll be quite interesting to see how different that's going to be this go around with the people I've got on my team this time. Mm. And that's it. And it's really, I like how they set things up too, so that, you check in daily to see what people are doing. And that's what I intend on doing. I'm not leaving it till like midweek. Say, hey, it's going to be a daily check-in. And then so that they don't, because when you start to lose momentum, you start to lose confidence, I think, in what you start to kind of lose the confidence, then you start to give up, you go, I can't do this now, and then you all that self-talk stuff comes in there, and so, I'm checking in daily with everybody to make sure that we're all focused.
Yep. No, that's a great idea. Yep. Well, I guess we have a very inactive group today on Blog Talk Radio, because we don't have anybody else that has anything that they want to share, but I know what they're doing, Nancy. They're not wanting to share their secrets because they want a competitive edge.
100%. I love it.
If I played that way, I wouldn't be on Blog Talk Radio because I give 110%. But here we go. We've got a caller, 602-451. 602-451, you're live on Blog Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Casey, it's Jamie Brown.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to add to what you said about the incentive. I don't know if most people are aware, and I've double-checked this with Stacy, that they also get Senior in 60 is still available. So their bonuses could be, instead of 600 for four, they would get
1,600.
Yeah. And that would, And that would make it 1,600 for four, 2,500, and 3,500 for, six or eight. So that's a huge thing that most people, I don't think, know.
Yeah. No. We did discuss that last week on the, on Blog Talk, but you know what? I bet you a lot of people didn't hear it, Jamie. So I appreciate you calling in and reminding us of that. So.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
Good
luck, everybody.
All right, Jamie.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, folks. Well, today I have a meeting that I'm participating in, a real estate deal with my nephew, trying to get his first home bought. So I am going to have to get off this call today, but I do want to let you know this. I'm hosting Whatever Wednesday, it's a diamond. because Mr. David Olson is away on a rafting trip. He must be freezing his buns off. But anyway, we'll see you Wednesday, and then, of course, next week. Thanks for calling in, and get off to a fast start.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that